Welcome to Infusion, Prophetic Moment Live Open Forum Radio Broadcast. Here are Americus Cheney, Apostle of Sons and Daughters of Elijah Covenant Fellowship, and Dr. Clarice Cheney, Senior Pastor of Soul Harvest Ministries.
Well, good evening. God bless you, everybody. This is Americus Cheney.
Praise God. Amen. This is Dr. Clarice Cheney. Glad to be back with you again. Amen.
Amen. Host of Infusion Prophetic Live Open Forum. Amen. And with us,
amen. Prophet Walter Evans, Soul Harvest.
Amen. And we have a guest here today that's a powerful man of God. God has used this man of God, and some things been going on at Ignite. He is the senior pastor of Ignite. Go ahead, man of God, introduce yourself and your ministry.
And yes, my name is Chaz Strickland, and our ministry is Ignite Church Revival Center. We are a place of signs, wonders, and miracles, and we equip and we train people in the miraculous to take the kingdom of God every place they go.
Hey, amen, amen, amen. And you ready for a treat, because I know the Lord has been moving into that ministry. Beloved, those that are listening, God is moving. We just need to stir up the water. There's not going to be an angel to come down and stir up the water for you. That spiritual atmosphere, you have to begin to take initiative to, with your spiritual tenacity, to stand where God has promised us and given us by his blood covenant. I'm going to read this scripture, and then we're going to ask the man of God just to jump in. This was a particular time when the man that was at the impotent, the gate called Beautiful, the impotent man, and is found in the book of Acts chapter 3, long 14 verses. So, and I'm just going to read the 16th verse. It's by faith in the name of Jesus, this man whom you see and know was made strong. It is Jesus' name and the faith that comes through him that has completely healed him, as you can see all. So now we have to understand, beloved, is that God is moving in a miraculous way. Man of God, Apostle, I know you've been seeing the miraculous of God. You've been seeing the move of the Lord. What can you begin to identify? Why is the move of God is present at Ignite?
Well, the move of God is not something that God is holding back from his people. In Acts chapter 2, the Bible tells us that the Spirit came, and suddenly there was a sound of a mighty rushing wind, and it was the arrival of the Holy Spirit to fill and indwell his people. And ever since that day, his power, his presence, Holy Spirit, has still been in the earth. Yes. And one of the keys is we had to build a supernatural culture. And Jesus, while he was rebuking the Pharisees, Jesus said that they were in error because they did not know the scriptures nor the power of God. And that's an interesting thing to me, because to not know the scriptures, to say that to the Pharisees, who were phenomenal in the word of God, and they had to know the Torah verbatim, and they were actually discipled by rabbis. What he was essentially saying was, you do not have revelation of the scriptures. And then he said the power of God. So those two elements, the revelation of scripture and the power of God, those two things come together to build a supernatural culture.
Man, that's so awesome, because you talk about that culture, and when we begin to operate in culture, amen. We got someone on the air, on the line, yes. Sister Rolanda.
Yes.
God bless you, Sister Rolanda. I want to ask Apostle Strickland to pray for you.
Amen.
Okay. Amen. Let's pray. Father, I thank you right now for the power of your Spirit. I thank you for in the name of the resurrected Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Father, I thank you that your power, your anointing, it destroys every yoke. And so, God, I break the power of every single demon that would fight against this woman of God. I break the power, God, of all forms of resistance in every infirmity in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
And we decree and we declare over you that you you would be made whole, and that even your life, that God would begin to destroy the yokes of the devil around your life in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Sister Rolanda, I see a shifting. I heard the word shifting. So the Lord is shifting you out of some things. There's been some occult things that has happened in your past. And so when the man of God begin to say that, I know the Lord is doing something for your life, in your life, generational things. And as you begin to speak and declare God's word, curse everything and watch you begin to move in a new dimension. I heard the Lord say dimension. And that is a phase of your life this time in this season. You have to take charge. I heard the word take charge. Stop allowing the enemy to free course in your life. Take charge and remove him, and you'll see your atmosphere change. Amen.
Amen.
Go in peace. Love you. And Apostle Chasden, that's very powerful as you begin to speak that, because in this hour, in this season, we need people to take charge. The Bible said that how the Apostle Paul and how they were receiving, they perceived that this man had faith to be healed. Tell us, what is the balance of those that's getting their healing? Is it for, because I know you move in the miraculous, God uses you in that gift. Is it predicated on that individual's faith, or predicated on the faith that we will, or the anointing or the mantle, or that a weight that is upon us to release those people?
Well, what I have found is that there are works, there are mighty works, and there are different degrees of the presence of God. And so there are times where we're in the lower levels, where we're operating in the gifts of the Spirit, and those tend to require a lot more faith for the recipient when we're just in the gifts of the Spirit. But there is another dimension based on the open heavens. And when the heavens open, it becomes easier to see breakthrough, to see miracles, to see signs. And what I've discovered is in the glory realm, everything is easier. And whenever we're talking about the glory, we're talking about an open heaven.
Yes.
And so what I've found is that the Bible talks about how the Holy Spirit confirms the message. But I don't just want to focus on the message itself. I want to say that when we speak, and I've missed this in the earth, it's becoming sometimes sad that I hear preachers preach and there's not an open heaven. When they open their mouth. But the Bible says when in Deuteronomy 32 that Moses opened his mouth, and it said that his word dropped upon the people.
Yes.
And Job talks about Job 29. It says that when Job would open his mouth, it says their mouth would be open as if for the latter rain. And so his words were like the dew of heaven, and that certain miracles, certain dimensions of the miraculous are harder to access if the heavens are not open. And so what I found is that when the heavens are open, it becomes less reliant on our faith, even though it always requires faith. But the lower dimension that we are in, the harder it is to see certain levels of the miraculous.
Man, that's awesome. Talk about that heaven. When you speak about that, the heavens open up. Is it an outpouring of the Holy Spirit? Just an operation, just the flow of the Lord.
That's a great question. The Bible says in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And so we know there are multiple heavens.
Heavens, yes.
And Paul mentions how there are. He says I know a man that was caught up to the third heaven. So we know that tells us that there are three. And so with the three heavens, what I found is they all correlate to one another. So everything that God does, it originates in the third heaven. And when God originally made the heavens, it says there was an open expanse. And that literally means that the state the heavens were in when he created them were open. And we see throughout the Bible, we see gates. Lift your heads, O ye gates, open up ye everlasting doors.
Yes.
So that the King of Glory can come in. And then we also have with tithing, open up the windows of heaven. And then we have another thing where we have doors.
Yes.
So we have gates, doors. And we have windows in the scriptures, and each of those things are literal.
Yes.
And so with them being literal, I found that a very commonly used verse is actually how we open up the heavens.
Yes.
And it's when we enter into his gates with thanksgiving.
Yes.
And then enter into his courts with praise.
Yes.
Though that's actually a blueprint. of how to open the heavens. Yeah. And so when it says to come before him with thanksgiving, it opens gates in the spirit. When we worship him with a true attitude of thanksgiving, it actually opens up spiritual portals for the windows of heaven to open, or for heaven to open. And then we ascend and we go deeper by our praise. We go through the courts and we enter into strong levels of glory.
Yes, because the scripture tells us that we're seated in heavenly places with him. Those that are listening, the Lord has caused you and made you to be free and liberated from especially the forces of darkness. And I think a lot of times that we're not operating in the realm of the spirit and the spirit of God, that spiritual essence of God, that power, that dominion, that judge, that authority, exousia, is because we're still operating in the second level. The first level, the second level is the power of the prince of the air, satanic Luciferian authority. And so we're not fashioned or operating into this mode or the spiritual spirit of the situation that is of God. Amen. Amen. Prophet Walter, could you just talk about that a little bit, about those heavenly places?
Yes.
Amen. God bless you. We're going to have to leave the studio because there's technical an emergency here at the studio. So God bless you.
Shower down on me. your holy rain fall down. Let your holy rain fall down. Wash and cleanse within, without. Water our souls, thirsty ground. Let your holy
Amen. We're back. It was something we know the enemy is mad. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
But we're back. Amen. And we apologize for that. And we know that we was tapping into something. There were those that was getting ready to be delivered, getting ready to see something to move into your next level. Let's talk about that next level, Apostle, real quickly when it comes down to, because you was mentioning about those. How I see it is those spiritual open doors. Do we need to do something? How does the body need to set that atmosphere, or what does the body needs to do to enter into that Shekinah or Shekinah glory?
Yes,
that's a great question, Apostle. So one of the things that we have to do We can't expect for certain things to happen in the miraculous. We're actually responsible for the miraculous to happen. And so in order to actually experience the open heaven, we have to understand that Satan has established certain hindrances that are in the second heaven that hinder things from flowing freely or transiting into our reality. And so what we have to do sometimes, we have to sometimes break the powers of things through prayer, through our declarations, through real passionate worship and radical acts of faith to begin to break through those established resistance that are in the second heaven that would stop us from experiencing the reality of the kingdom.
Now, and that's powerful. In your sessions and what the Lord has been moving in Ignite, have you experienced any type of demonic warfare in the process of the glory being revealed in the services?
There's sometimes where the warfare is so great that it will almost make you want to back away from the supernatural. If you're going to operate in the supernatural, mm-hmm. you have to know that there are going to be people that rise up against you. You have to know that you're going to be labeled as someone that cast out devils by the power of Beelzebub. What I found mm-hmm. is that accusation and controversy will be your portion if you're going to operate in the supernatural. And so you have to have a bold, radical faith. And you have to be free of the fear of man if you're going to operate in the power of God. Because some of the resistance we face can even rise up from inside of your own church, where people may have a spirit of religion and they're used to traditional and conventional church. But one thing about if you're going to see miracles, signs, and wonders is that Holy Spirit has to be in control. You have to surrender and you have to relinquish control of everything that's going to happen. And I may think God wants to go one direction, and God may decide that he wants to go a completely other direction. And what I found is that the way God moves can stir up a lot of skepticism and even a antichrist spirit has been we've been conditioned with that, because the word anti, a lot of people, when they think of antichrist, they think of like a person coming in to rule. And I'm not going to cover all that. But what I want to say is the two root words of that is anti, which means to be against. And then Christ is the word anointing. And so what it is that we've been conditioned to oppose the supernatural when the anointing of God begins to manifest. So we have to know that it's not going to be easy. It's easier to build a normal church. It's easier to preach a more comfortable sermon. But you're going to deal with lies, slander. You're going to deal with witchcraft. You're going to deal with a lot of things that you would not see. Jezebel, Absalom, certain things are attracted to oppose and come against supernatural ministry.
And that's powerful. Dr. Chaney, you want to say something?
No, that's just so awesome. Oh, my God. That's good. Amen.
Yeah, because go ahead, doctor.
Amen. No, I was just responding that it's so awesome. Praise God.
Yeah, because anytime that you get ready to move into the supernatural, you will have opposition.
Yes.
Opposition. Even the spirit of Leviathan.
Yeah.
You would have. And they'll try. They want. One thing that the apostle says, humility.
Yeah.
The Bible says, humble yourself before God, resist the enemy, then he shall flee. But when you begin to, how is that resisting? How do we resist? Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah.
How do we resist him?
Well, one of the things that I found, there's a couple of key things we have to know if we're going to operate in the supernatural to resist Satan. So one of the things I found is that, and this is probably one of the more interesting ones in warfare, since you're already dealing with slander, you're dealing with a lot of things, this is one of the biggest keys. It is actually to forgive people. One of the ways to resist the devil is actually to forgive the people that are attacking you, the people that are slandering your name, the people that, because the Bible says a curse without
my
a cause finds no landing place. And so one of the ways we engage in resisting the devil is to not allow the devil to pull us off of our divine message of proclaiming the kingdom of God, and not allow the devil to pull us into trying to fight in the flesh. Another way that we resist the devil is actually to resist him in a couple of temptations. See, when we're talking about the supernatural, there's more areas that we are actually pulled into temptation.
Yes.
And we can go to when Jesus was taken into the wilderness. And so one of them is to prove your identity. This is one of the ways we have to resist the devil. Jesus, what the devil said, if you be the Son of God.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so what I found is the devil will come to you and say, if you be an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, if you be a prophet, and he'll try to pull you into trying to prove that what you carry is real. And you have to be secure in your identity. And you have to go back to the fact that God has already told me who I am, and I don't need anyone's approval to come and say, this is truly who you are.
Yes.
The second thing is he will try to get you to use your power for your own benefit.
Yes.
This is another area that we're going to operate in the supernatural. We're going to see miracles. We're going to see signs. We're going to see wonders. Many preachers have fallen into the temptation of using their finances to, in the power of God that's on their life, to benefit them and not to advance the kingdom. They have been bought by Jezebel. They have been bought by the enemy. And one of the best ways to destroy a man or woman of God is to buy them.
That's so awesome.
Wow.
And as Papa, because we understand that the enemy, he wants to change your conversation, change your confession, and he wants you to confess or to line up with his word. The Bible says the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Behold, I give you keys to the kingdom of God. What happens is that he wants to, his word in the gates of hell, that is mouth, that means a word. So he always tries to mimic God with a false word. He wants to shift and change your confession, beloved. Those that confess Jesus Christ and confess the power of God, everything that is comes with the word of the Lord, he wants you to get out of the word. He wants you to become stagnant in the word. He wants you not to claim victory. He does not want you to understand the blessings of the Lord. And when you begin to speak God's word, you come into covenant. And only the covenant, the Bible tells us that except we abide in the vine, we cannot do anything of ourselves. So he wants you to shift out of Jesus into self. And I love that you said that self, because self, self is Adam, that soulish area out of the spirit of God. And so you cannot do anything in the soulish realm. Mm-mm. It has to be the spirit of God. Amen. For this last couple of minutes, I think we got three more minutes. Apostle, speak to those, and we're going to have Dr. Cheney to end it. But 1.5 minutes, tell those to liberate somebody out there.
Right now, I speak to a prophetic person. I feel that there are prophetic people where you've been hearing from God, you've been having dreams, you've been having visions, but you don't understand the things that are happening to you. And some of you are even in places where you have been made fun of, and you have been mocked, and you've been, for wanting the deeper things, I see mockers and I see people laughing at you for being hungry for God. But the Lord is saying that you are called to the remnant. The Lord says that over Jacksonville, Florida, he says that there is a remnant in this city.
Yes.
And the Lord says that there are people that will not bow to Baal, nor will they kiss his lips. And I hear the Lord saying that I am raising you up. And the Lord says that there is a prophetic mantle that is coming upon many people. Many prophets are about to come out of the cave.
I even see
churches where they've been under attack by Jezebel in this region. But the Lord says that I'm anointing you like a Jehu. And the Lord says that you will not be muzzled. And he says, I'm taking the muzzle off the mouth of the prophets in this region. And he says, they will begin to cry out and they will begin to spare not. And the Lord says, they'll begin to speak my word. For the Lord says, I'm removing and I'm even causing the voices of those that do not have the true word of the Lord in their mouth. The Lord says, I'm causing their voices to be distinguished from those who are true and those that are authentic. And the Lord says, get ready. A shaking is coming into this land. And the Lord says, I'm breaking the powers that would hinder the miracles of God from flowing. And the Lord says, get ready because you are about to see the miraculous, for signs shall erupt in this city, for miracles shall erupt in this city, for even a changing, I see a shifting even in government happening. And I see just a fire of God beginning to burn in Jacksonville. So Jacksonville, I prophesy over you that you shall become a land of revival. I prophesy over you, Jacksonville, that you shall become a place of signs and wonders. And I speak and I declare over the prophetic people in the region that you will come forth. I call you out of the caves.
Thanks for joining us for Infusion with Americus and Clarice Cheney. If you would like to correspond with or contact this ministry, you can follow them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And visit them online at soulharvestfamilyworshipministries.org.
The ultimate gospel experience, the new Praise 107.9.
The new Praise 107.9.
Praise God, praise God. We just want to invite you to a three-night revival that's happening. It's going to be at For Your Soul Gospel International Ministries, and that's at 49 North Boland Street in Jacksonville, Florida, July the 26th through July the 28th. And now on that Friday, we're going to have, praise God, the man of God, Prophet Jermaine Knowles. That's Friday at 7 p.m. On that Saturday, we're going to have the woman of God, Felicia Jones, that Saturday at 7 p.m. And also, that Sunday at 12 p.m., we're going to have that guest speaker, Overseer Michael Walker. And also, the host is Dr. Camelot and the Thecca Bonaventure. And if you have any questions regarding the revival, you can call 904-586-7238. And you'll be blessed. And they want you to come out to their revival, three-night revival. Seek ye first. Amen. Amen.
Thanks for joining us for Infusion with Americus and Clarice Cheney. If you would like to correspond with or contact this ministry, you can follow them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And visit them online at soulharvestfamilyworshipministries.org.